One of the major ways to get your perfect people in your doors, figuratively or literally, is by discovering and tuning into your personal mission.
Hey, my name is Jenna Kutcher, and I am obsessed with all things business, marketing, numbers, and helping you to navigate both the messy and the magical seasons of this thing called life. I'm a small town mama who took a $300 camera, grew a successful photo biz, and now I work from home and run a seven-figure online business. I teach you the tried and true secrets to building a career you adore. Shy away from the real talk? No way. Money, hardship, growth, loss, and marketing are all topics we discuss here. Think of this as your one-stop shop for happy hour with a gal pal mixed with business school. Pull up a seat, make sure you're cozy, and get ready to be challenged and encouraged while you learn. This is the Gold Digger Podcast.
You're listening to the Gold Digger Podcast, episode number 330. Do you ever find yourself wondering, is there anything more than this? Or maybe you've thought, how do I know I'm on the right track? I think it's part of being a human to want something greater, something more than ourselves. We yearn for this deeper meaning in our day-to-day lives and more connection to a larger scale purpose than just waking up, working, having dinner, and going to bed. I found myself wondering what I'm really made for, and I can truly say I believe I was made to educate and impact women who want to make a difference in this world. But I didn't just wake up one day and know that. Like, I didn't proclaim it at the age of five when people asked me what I wanted to be when I grew up. It came to me over time after starting a career in the corporate grind and then moving into running my own wedding photography business and pivoting to the space that you now find me in. Eventually, I realized I sort of had this knack for this digital marketing thing, and I wanted to share that with others. But even that isn't the true depth of why I do what I do. See, I believe that when you really connect what you do with a personal mission, that's when the magic happens. It's so palpable that you can feel it. My personal mission helps me to be clear on who exactly I'm supposed to serve. It allows me to grow my team with women who align and subscribe to that same vision. It keeps all of my offers and partnerships in tune with a bigger picture so that my voice and vision don't get lost in a pursuit that just doesn't fit. I mean, we've all felt brands just shift out of alignment, and it's uncomfortable to watch, right? It's like things aren't lining up, or they feel forced, or you miss that ease and authenticity that once connected you. I know what you might be thinking. Isn't it just stuffy corporate organizations that have mission statements plastered on their website? We've all seen the block text on landing pages that say something like, to help make every company more inspiring and the world more intelligent. It's just some cheesy mission statement that somebody thought sounded good. But how can you actually use that as a way to measure where you're at, to describe the work that you do, and to stay in your lane, fully aligned and on fire for the work you're doing day in and day out? To me, a mission is something you're extremely on purpose about. It's a statement that wraps up all the values that are important to you into a sentence that dictates the direction you and your business are heading. Your personal mission is an encompassment of your goals, purpose, and pursuits in life. It affects business, relationships, and personal decisions, and it's something that you can hold literally every aspect of your life up against to make sure everything is in alignment with your greater purpose. And it should be something that empowers you to pursue opportunities to grow and give back in a way that lines up with your purpose. I see so many business owners marching forward with what they think they should be doing or with a business plan that's only surface deep. Like, they know they need social media, a solid website, and strong calls to action to make sales, but they have no clue what their values or mission are and how it can be incorporated into the growth of their business. How can it actually be a driver of their business? A strong connection to your mission opens up doors for ways to give back to your community or an organization that aligns with your set of values. When I think about success, I don't think about making the most money or having the most students or the most followers without a reason behind the business. The money and the clout, they don't really mean a thing. Like, I can't take those things with me when I die. Gaining clarity on what your mission is gives you the tools to uncover what you really care about and how you can contribute in bigger ways than yourself to fulfill that deeper desire of building something that is actually making a difference beyond just paying your cable bill. Let's talk about how to determine your personal mission, how to tie it into your business mission, or maybe for you like me, your personal and your business missions are one and the same. And to take it a step deeper, we're going to chat about tying your business to a cause and how donating some of your earnings can help you not only make a difference, but also make more profits. It all starts with getting in touch with what really matters for you. Let's get into it.
Thanks to The RealReal for supporting Gold Digger. The RealReal is an online and brick and mortar marketplace for authenticated luxury consignment for clothes, fine jewelry, watches, fine art, and home decor. Head to their website, app, or retail store and sign up for an account to receive $25 off your first purchase within 1 week. Additionally, get 20% off select items either online or in store by going to therealreal.com and using the promo code REAL. Thanks to HelloFresh for supporting Gold Digger. Go to HelloFresh.com/GoldDigger10 and use the code GoldDigger10 during HelloFresh's New Year sale for 10 free meals, including free shipping.
Okay, so before we get into all the feel-good chatter about philanthropic entrepreneurships, say that 10 times fast, let's first dig into how to determine what your personal mission is. Once you know yours, it's easy to extend it to your business mission if you're an entrepreneur, and then to hold up all of your actions and business decisions against it so that you can trust that you're moving forward in alignment with what matters most to you. This is going to be a little bit of soul work and really inspecting what makes you tick, what motivates you, and what you stand for. And I don't know about you, but I love reflecting on this sort of stuff and reflecting on it often. I think in our culture, we're so fast moving, rushing to check off another task on our to-do list, pushing out more content and offers and opportunities for our people. And it's rare that we really take some time to reflect on why we got into what we do, what we're passionate about, and how it can all play together for the greater good. So if you're not already, I want you to get coffee, maybe pour, get coffee. Well, I want you to get coffee, but I also want you to get comfy and pour yourself a glass of wine or a fresh cup of coffee. And I'm going to say cheers. Tink. I don't know if you can hear that. Let's dive into what makes your heart feel really good. You might already have an idea of what your personal mission is. And even if you do, I'd recommend walking through this little exercise because it might have changed over time or it might not be totally reflective of your current set of values. Now, if you're like me, you're often brainstorming about big plans for your business. Think about this activity as the most important brainstorm session ever because honestly, it kind of is. This is the heartbeat of who you are and why you do what you do. So let's get crystal clear on it. If you like to read business books, you might have read this great one called Attracting Perfect Customers. It actually came out in the 90s, but the principles are just as golden today as they were back then. And side note, can we really call the 90s back then? I'm like freaking out realizing that the 90s were 20 years ago. What? But back to the book. Okay, so it walks you through a bunch of great ways to get really in tune with who your perfect client or customer is and how to attract them into your business. And you guessed it. One of the major ways to get your perfect people in your doors, figuratively or literally, is by discovering and tuning into your personal mission. When you know your why, it's emitted in all the things that you do, from social media to boundary setting to sales techniques. So in the book, Attracting Perfect Customers, there's this part that talks about determining the values that you hold close to your heart and able to build out both your personal and your business mission. It says this, core values are the organization's sense of character or integrity. Core values define what an organization stands for. Values are core if they are so fundamental and deeply held that they will change seldom, if ever. On the other hand, it is more likely that the organization will change markets if necessary to remain true to its core values. Pause. There's more to this quote that I love, but I need to stop right here because this hits me so hard in the heart department. When I shifted from being a full-time photographer into being an online educator, it wasn't because I knew that aligned with my personal mission, because I didn't even know anything about that then. All I knew was that I wanted more freedom, peace, flexibility, and the ability to deeply impact others than I was getting as a photographer working with clients one by one and being gone every weekend. Guys, those are my core values, and I fully changed markets to better remain true to those core values without even realizing it at the time. I was so aligned with my values that it became impossible to stay in the photography world full time because I felt out of alignment with how I personally measured success. Okay, so carrying on, the book continues, and I love this part. It says, perhaps the key to greatness in the sense of viability, adaptability, longevity, and relevance for organizations is the sense of character, identity, unwavering purpose, integrity, and the core values that you truly stand for. You discover core ideology by looking inside. It has to be authentic. You cannot fake it. Hard stop. Like I said, this book is from the 90s, but it has such important lessons that I think hold true so fully today. I'm pretty sure everyone on Instagram could give it a good read and totally transform their engagement, because isn't it true that when we work from our authenticity, we tend to attract the right people? It's so clear who we're speaking to that someone within seconds will know if it's them or they'll simply scroll past without offense. Basically, it's saying that your core values are the things that you seek out naturally without forcing it or trying too hard. They're the things you wake up thinking about, the thing you hang your hat on at the end of the day because they come simply to you. It's what makes you up as a human being and encourages you to pursue great things. So do me a favor. In your notes app on your phone or in a notebook if you prefer handwritten lists, I want for you to write down all the values that make up the core of who you are. This can include so many things because we're all multifaceted, but to get you started, here are a few to consider. Maybe you value confidence, honesty, kindness, empathy, dedication, leadership, or commitment, service, faithfulness, independence, loyalty, or joyfulness, freedom. What are the values that make up your character and allow you to live fully in true integrity? Now, I want to caution you, like, don't judge yourself here. I feel like our first tendency is to write down things like family and faith, which are great and likely true, but the other adjectives might tell you even more about your mission. For me, the biggest ones are freedom, presence, and peace. Those things I value, and they help provide the ruler that I hold every decision up to these days. Once you've jotted down the ones that feel most fitting, go back through your list and circle a few that you feel tied to in the deepest sense of the being and craft a one-sentence mission around those values. Yep, you've got to put on your copywriting hat for this. It might look like something like, it's my mission to serve others in compassion and honesty in all I do. Or I seek freedom, humor, and confidence in everything I contribute to the world. Or maybe there's one that sticks out among the rest that fully encompasses all the others. This was more so the case for my personal mission, which you might have seen if you've ever looked at my Instagram bio. My mission is imperfectly empowering women. It encompasses so many of the values in one place. The peace that I feel from releasing the pressure to be perfect, my inclination to lead others who have been in a similar place that I've been, the freedom and flexibility of creating my own movement and future, no matter how messy it gets or how many mistakes I make along the way. It's something I can look at and measure my business against to make sure I'm in alignment with my mission in everything that I do, from hiring a team to creating content to building my courses, recording episodes, and partnering with brands. I can ask myself, does this thing or person or partnership align with my mission of imperfectly empowering women? If the answer is yes, then I know it's something that I should pursue.
We've teamed up with HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/GoldDigger10 and use the code GoldDigger10 during HelloFresh's New Year's sale for 10 free meals, including free shipping. HelloFresh is the number one meal kit in the country, now with each serving as low as $5.66. Let me break down some other numbers for you. According to Time Institute, the average trip to the grocery store takes 41 minutes. That's over 35 hours a year if you go once a week. Heck no. I'm a big fan of outsourcing time sucks like this, and HelloFresh is a no-brainer way to reclaim that time for yourself. Someone else does the meal planning, the shopping, and even the heavy lift prep work. You get to do the fun part, preparing one of the 22-plus seasonal chef-curated recipes each week. There's something for everyone, including low-calorie, vegetarian, and family-friendly recipes. When we're in Minnesota, HelloFresh is how we eat dinner. I love watching Drew whip up the spicy shrimp and broccoli stir-fry or beef tacos for Taco Tuesday. If you need more time in the new year to do something for you, outsource your grocery trip and meal prep and get HelloFresh. Go to HelloFresh.com/GoldDigger10 and use the code GoldDigger10 during HelloFresh's New Year's sale for 10 free meals, including free shipping. Thanks to The RealReal for supporting Gold Digger. The RealReal is an online and brick-and-mortar marketplace for authenticated luxury consignment of clothes, fine jewelry, watches, fine art, and home decor. Find items for up to 90% off retail from top brands like Louis Vuitton, Gucci, Rolex, Cartier, and many more. New arrivals come in daily, and every item undergoes a rigorous authentication process. You can also visit one of their stores. They have a location in West Hollywood, Los Angeles, as well as two in New York City and Manhattan, the original store in Soho, and the newest location at 870 Madison Avenue. I caught myself scrolling the designer sunglasses section since I always managed to misplace my favorite sunglasses in Hawaii, and I was fully obsessed with a pair of tortoiseshell Chanel sunglasses. Retail price is over $400, but the real price was $175. Even go-to classics like the Louis Vuitton Neverfull tote are selling for $300, $400, even $500 less than the retail, depending on condition. Go to their website, app, or retail store and sign up for an account to receive $25 off your first purchase within 1 week. Additionally, get 20% off select items either online or in-store by going to therealreal.com and using the promo code REAL. That's $25 off when you sign up and an extra 20% off select items with the code REAL at therealreal.com or by visiting their retail stores.
So, how can you sum up your values into a sentence? Like, what really matters to you? It may help to have a few different prompts to get your creative wheel spinning. Consider these statements and write down the one that you can easily fill in to help fill out your own personal mission statement. It might be, I serve the world by, or I help my people get X results, or I create blank. The end result for others is, success for me is defined by, or when people describe me, I hope the three words they use are. Write the one that tugs on your soul and inner values and goals the most and keep it somewhere where you can see it every single day so that you can stay in check with what your character calls for. When we make decisions not in our integrity because the paycheck looks tempting or the exposure would be amazing or the offer sounds shiny, it usually shows, and our clients or our followers or even our family and friends can tell it's phony or ill-fitting. So now that we've got the start on our mission, let's talk about staying in alignment through decision making. I'll kick this off with giving you a recent example of how this actually played out in my life. So you guys know that I'm an influencer and I work with different brands and get sponsored by some whose products and services I love and use and believe in. And I love sharing my life and all of my favorite things. And I love great partnerships that are win-wins for all parties. Anyways, I recently had this experience with a trusted partner I've worked with for years, and a piece that they had sponsored in our home, it just simply wasn't holding up well. Like, it wasn't the quality that we had come to know and expect from the brand. And truth be told, a friend of mine had asked me if I'd recommend that product. And I shared with her how we actually weren't totally happy with how it was wearing. They had sponsored us over a year ago and we had shared about the product, took photos using their furniture, and they even used some of our photos in their ads. But after just a year and a half, there was a lot of wear and tear and the piece just wasn't holding up really well. So I reached out to the brand and asked if we had done something wrong or could care for it any better. And they actually said no, like we were doing everything right. So they offered to just go ahead and exchange the furniture for a different piece. And we were so excited, like we were blown away. This is great service. But then they wanted us to mega share again about this new product without sharing the real reason behind why we were even getting it. And I told them, no, like, wait a second. We've gone above and beyond with our part of the sponsorship and the piece just didn't hold up. And I didn't want to just let people into half of the picture or leave people wondering, like, why are we already exchanging something that was really new? And I'm all about being transparent. I just didn't feel good about promoting something that didn't stand up without explaining what happened. And I also knew that they had other amazing products and their customer service was wonderful. So why not take this as a chance to share this very real interaction that I was having? I asked if we could be transparent about the first product not holding up and how we were going to donate it to a woman's shelter because it's still functional and good quality. It just wasn't the quality we had expected. And so I kind of had to coach the brand on how this really could be good for them by showing the real nature that some things just don't work out and it happens. And in the process, they saw how seriously I take my level of influence and how transparent I want the transactions to be. At that point, I gave the brand a choice. We could either not recommend them in the future and ask them to remove the ads running with a product that we ended up not loving, or we could just be honest about the whole thing, what happened, why we were opting for something new. We ended up going the second route, and it was super well received and successful on all accounts. This is a place where having a mission is key to have as my guiding force in making pretty important business decisions. I could have gone along with what they wanted because after all, they sent me a new product, but that would have gone against my values of being transparent and truthful about what actually happened. And in the end, I was able to have some good come of it by being able to donate the first piece of furniture to a place that actually needed it. And it completely aligns with my mission of imperfectly empowering women. Cool, right? But when we talk about your mission, it doesn't just show up in your business. It's a compass to every facet of your world, a roadmap for your business and your life. It creates consistency and cohesion in every action and interaction, and it allows people to trust you because they know exactly who you are, what to expect, and what you're dedicated to. Like for me, because we're all about empowering women, it doesn't just stop with my listeners, students, and followers. It extends to how I engage with my team, how I raise my daughter, how I give back to my community and the world. Like giving back is such a facet of our business. We look into our local communities for opportunities for us to be able to donate a portion of our income to things that impact women positively. And from our local community, we also end up seeking out global causes that also align with that mission. For that reason, we've been able to partner with so many incredible organizations, from Safe Haven, a women's shelter and resource center in Duluth, Minnesota, to Feed My Sheep, a food shelf in Maui. We've also been partnering with Healing Waters for years to get clean water to underprivileged areas in the world, Help One Now, an organization that funds women entrepreneurs in Uganda. The list goes on and on and on. But for me, if I truly desire to make a bigger impact, then each piece of the puzzle needs to be working towards something bigger than myself, or it'd be so easy to just quit and throw in the towel. And a very cool bonus, studies actually show that millennials actually prefer to buy from companies that give back to amazing causes. According to Fast Company, 1 in 5 consumers prefer to give back by purchasing socially responsible products. And another 39% prefer to split their giving between charities of their own choosing and buying from cause-based brands. And nearly 50% of people believe buying from businesses who support a cause is a more effective way to support change and make a difference. Like, how amazing is that? So when you align your mission and your values with a cause in order to extend your resources to support it, not only are you helping others tremendously, you may also be improving your bottom line. People want to support businesses that think about spreading local and global good, and you can be that kind of business when you really dig into what matters to you. Your personal mission doesn't start or end with just business decisions, although it's heavily at work there. It allows you to find causes that further spread your mission so that you can create more meaning and purpose in all that you do, from an Instagram post to giving back to your community on the regular. There are so many different ways this mission can show up in your world. All in all, because a part of my mission is being so open with my own messes and mistakes, the pressure to lead perfectly is totally removed. This clarity in what I do and my why has allowed me to pursue the best business opportunities, give back greatly to causes that are dear to my heart, and to make sound decisions that are in line with my character and my definition of success. And I think when you're able to do that, it kind of sets you up to be the most successful version of you and the happiest too. Isn't that what we're all hoping for anyway? More peace, more joy, more purpose. So find your mission that keeps you on your own unique path and hang on to it in this wild, unpredictable journey. I think it'll lead you to all the right places. I can't wait to hear what your mission statement is. If you have a chance, jump onto Instagram at Gold Digger Podcast and comment on today's post to let us know what it is. I want to see the way you're serving the world. I want to hear about your heart, and I want to know why you're doing what you're doing day in and day out. Until next time, gold diggers, keep on digging your biggest goals. And I promise you one thing, I'll continue to imperfectly lead you.
I'm over here giving you a virtual high five because you just finished another episode of the Gold Digger Podcast. Did that go by way too fast for anyone else? If you want more, head over to golddiggerpodcast.com for show notes and all the discount codes from today's sponsors. And if you're looking for a new crew of movers and shakers like you to bounce ideas and ask questions, be sure to join my exclusive community for gold diggers on Facebook. The link's waiting for you at golddiggerpodcast.com.